Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From behind the net, near corner, in front, cuts and scores! Shorthanded goal by the Buffalo Sabres on the penalty kill unit again, and it's a 2-1 Buffalo lead.
Moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth Jewelers. Sabres season comes to a close in the regular season. No Don Granato today. We expect him perhaps later in the week. He and Kevin Adams will speak to close out the season, but no Don on the show today. So there you go. It's the end of the Sabres season. And
mercifully.
We're taking your calls on it. I got hot on the 3-2-1 point system last night watching this game. Yeah. Also, this happens all the time, Joe, right? Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. This happens all the time. Where was that all year?
Mm-hmm.
That happened
with every win, I feel
every
like
single
happened.
Win.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been saying this to you for probably 6 months. Hey, you want to know why they won the game? It's because they lost the one before it.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is exactly what happened last night. They end up as like the most mid team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
They 84 points, 39-37-6. Their goal differential was +2, like almost right down the middle. And they never went on a longer win streak than 3. They never went on a longer losing streak than 4. And there were only a couple of streaks. That's the most mid-team in NHL history.
Yeah.
Never got hot. They never got cold. Again, the goal differential is like right down the middle. It's wild.
We've got plenty to get to on them. Paul Hamilton at 7 o'clock. They'll do postseason meetings and locker cleanout. I have an email from a listener named Rob. And Rob, thanks for writing this. Rob wrote me a novel. About the Sabres. A book.
Uh-huh.
I can't read the whole thing. It would take maybe the full segment or more. But I appreciate all the what he wrote here. And the first paragraph to me is something that's, I think, really well said and important. So he writes, similar to what I wrote back when Eichel was said to be wanting out, my number one criticism of the team is that, to appearances, there still doesn't seem to be an urgency to win. And this is the part I really like. And the team would rather throw seasons down the drain sticking to September plans than change course in season when it's clear to most observers that things just aren't working. Mm. And boy, is that ever right.
Yeah.
That
is totally.
That is so right. They enter the season with a plan in September,
mm-hmm.
and they don't move. How many seasons have we watched die because of that? Forget this season.
Which 10-game win streak
season. The 10-game win streak season, you could have made any sort of adjustment to add and say, let's get this thing over the finish line. We're probably going to make the playoffs. A season where, Phil Housley has them in last place,
mm-hmm.
which would have been the season before the 10-game win streak, I believe, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Darlene's on the 10-game win streak.
Yes.
No change there.
No, wait. Isn't Housley's first year the 10-game win streak year, and the second year after that is...
No.
Okay,
because the 10-game win streak year, they didn't finish dead last.
So he gets fired after the 10-game win streak year?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's the year where they improve a little bit. Because Darlene's on the 10-game win streak team. Listen to us, the 10-game win streak.
Right.
It's like a highlight of the drought. He's on that team because he assists on the play that Skinner scores against the Sharks. These are dark,
right.
These are dark times.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like that point about how they don't adjust their plans in September. They're going to, whatever they start with, they're like a best ball draft. Well, this is our team.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You're not allowed to make,
they're in the Vampire League. You're not making any additions. You're not going to, although this year they do with Byram at the deadline and whatever. So I just think that's an interesting observation, an interesting way to say it about what they are and who they've been.
Yep. Coaching changes too. Like they could have made a coaching change middle of this season if they want. Wasn't some teams, maybe even a lot of teams, would have said in November or December, hey, we need something here. Right? Like, let's spark the boys by we're gonna fire Don Granato and we're gonna bring in blank. Gallant. And we're gonna go from there. And a lot of teams do that, and a lot of times it works for those teams. So that's not a move they ever even consider, though. It doesn't even feel like it doesn't even feel like that's a move they would ever make.
No.
Maybe they would next year if Granato comes back next season. He's supposed to talk on Friday. If I assume that that means he's back, well, I don't know. But, you know, maybe they would get to that point next year. But, like, how? I don't even know if I want to believe that.
Well, I would ask it this way. Has Terry Pegula ever fired a coach too early?
No.
The earliest would have been Housley or Bylsma, who both got two seasons.
Lindy,
no way.
Him personally?
No.
Because that's, what, does he give Lindy 1 year?
They make the playoffs with Lindy.
Yeah. But Pegula shows up, like, right at the end there.
He does.
And then he gives them 1 year, they miss, and then, like, 10 games, and he's out.
It's a lockout-shortened season.
Yeah.
Things are going the wrong way.
Yeah, you're right. That's not really...
There's a case to be made for Lindy, but they don't... They are consistently a team that is not, to my eye, viewed as active so much as they are slow to act.
Right.
So, I don't know about Granato. There was a report last night from a guy that I'll confess to not knowing. I don't know who this person is.
Okay.
Or, you know how the world works in the era of podcasts and, you know, there's a lot of people
out there.
The world
of everyone having a blue check mark?
Yes.
Also?
Yes, a little bit of that. So, I got to find exactly who this person, where they went off to. But it was a report, it was a Boston guy that said, have seen that there's going to be major changes on and off the ice in Buffalo. And I thought, oh? Who are you and why would you think that?
I was going to say.
So I'll find exactly who it was. I think it was like Jimmy Murray. For some reason, it's not showing up in my feed in terms of where I usually save things.
Because he's deleted it. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe I dreamed it. It's there.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Well,
I dreamed it, right?
Yeah. I had a dream the other night. They retired Gergensen's number while he was still on the team.
Wow.
That's where I'm at as a Sabre fan right now.
That's something.
That happened like two nights ago. Yep.
I'm searching Sabres on and off because that might tell me the person that actually did it. We'll see if that gets me to my destination.
Would it not be flooring if they did that? Major changes on and off the ice? Would that not be flooring if they did that? They're probably running it all back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm expecting. I'll be maybe even pleasantly surprised if they don't. But I'm fully expecting and anticipating they just want to run it all back, and they will take a couple of the dead weight spots, like Olofsson, and maybe they have a Robinson replacement or something. They'll add a couple of bottom six forwards, and that'll be their team.
Well, last night I started thinking about this in terms of like their plan and what they wanted to be. They wanted to be a better defensive team, right? And last night on the broadcast, Rob was pointing out how Tampa might be in trouble in the playoffs because they're not really a good defensive team. And that's right. Based on...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Goals against.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres versus the Lightning. The Lightning this year gave up nearly... they gave up 20 more goals than the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
264. That's a lot of goals against, right? In the Eastern Conference, Tampa, and their goals against, there are a handful of teams that have been worse, and they're all the bad teams. Columbus, Montreal, New Jersey, Ottawa, Detroit. Those are the only teams worse defensively than Tampa. But Tampa's in the playoffs. How'd they do it? Kucherov has 100 assists.
Yeah. Did he get to 100?
No, I think he's stuck at 99.
99, okay.
Kucherov has more.
They have a game left.
Okay, there you go.
They have a game
Kucherov
left.
Kucherov has more assists than any Sabre has points by a lot.
By like 40.
Yeah.
By 40.
No Sabre hit 60 points.
It's like the Gretzky stats. Like Gretzky would be the all-time leading scorer without any goal.
So here are the Lightning.
Yeah.
The Lightning are a team that, how are they built? Play wide open and score.
Yeah.
And they're in the playoffs
again.
Well,
they have elite talent.
They do.
They have elite talent.
They do. The Sabres are a team that we thought was blossoming some elite talent, and Quinn got hurt. And sure, if you want to say Thompson, yeah, all right, got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Skinner dropped off. You didn't necessarily have all your big guns. But the way the Sabres got to the doorstep last year was playing like the Lightning play. And then they made a decision to play a different style. And Granato even said it like midway through the season, we had a conversation of going back to play the way we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they ever fully committed to that.
It didn't look like
Did it? It was a team that used to be able to go up and down and score with anybody, and defense be damned, they'll be fine. That's what Tampa did. Tampa's in the playoffs. So it gets back to that email I read at the start of the segment from Rob, who said they have a plan in September and they don't deviate from it. What was the plan in September? It's important that we get better defensively.
Right.
After being the team that went bonkers offensively and almost riding into the playoffs, they decided they needed to be playing a different way.
Yeah.
And the injuries. But if they played wide open, are they afraid that Lukanen would not have been as good? Was it about trying to grow a goaltender in a good defensive system? How good were they defensively?
Man, if that was your season was about. They the last time I checked, they were better, but they were still close. They were not, like, they were like middle of the pack at best.
In the conference, they're kind of in the opposite spot that Tampa is in. In the conference.
Yeah.
Tampa's the team that's bad defensively and good.
They have the second most goals in the conference, I think.
Tampa?
Yeah.
This year. So defensively, the Sabres have only given up fewer goals. I'm sorry. These teams have given up fewer goals than the Sabres. Panthers, Hurricanes, Bruins, Rangers. All good teams. They tried to be that when what they were actually was the Tampa version.
Mm-hmm.
They probably should have been Tampa.
Yeah.
But instead, it's a team with nobody scoring 60 points.
Yeah. They, I will say this. They give the 10th most scoring chances in the league this year, the Sabres.
And Lukanen saved them.
10th most.
Routinely.
Yeah. Were they better defensively? Last year, they were like, they give up like the second most. And this year, they were the 10th most. So, like, congratulations. You went from 30th defensively, at least in that one stat, to 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. It just, and your goals went way down. I wonder though, like, can they play like Tampa year to year? Tampa has a guy who scored 50 goals in Braden Point and a guy who's got 100 assists right now in Kucherov. Like, the Sabres have good players, but they do not have Braden Point and Nikita Kucherov.
No, but we thought, I mean, if Tage is.
We thought Tage could be.
He could be a 50 goal guy the way he played last year, although this year, you know, didn't get to 30.
Right.
Injuries. Okay. Paterka coming up is great. Quinn coming up is great. Like, if Quinn doesn't get hurt, how different are things? Yeah. They might be different.
They need one of those guys to not just be like a really good contributor, though. They're going to need one of those guys to be like, you got to be a star.
And I think they both have the potential.
Yeah.
Not Benson right now.
Not Benson
but
yet.
Quinn but and Paterka both have the potential. Thank you to Rob, who tweeted in and found the tweet. Jimmy Murphy is the guy's name. Jimmy Murphy. Yeah. Editor-in-chief, Bruins reporter. Boston Hockey Now and co-host of the Sick Podcast, the NHL. So I don't know how reputable this person is.
But, or how connected he is.
Right, but he tweeted yesterday, hearing there could be pretty big changes off the ice coming for the Buffalo Sabres. Multiple scenarios that could happen. Like, that's not really saying anything.
Multiple scenarios that could happen?
Yeah.
That feels like something a GM would say.
I saw this and I reached out to the super secret Sabre source, who I haven't talked to regularly in years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gone quiet. But, I can still reach out and say what's up. The super secret Sabre source was born from a coaching and GM change.
Mm-hmm.
He was the person that alerted me before they fired Bylsma and Murray.
Yeah, the same day.
Said, it's a day of reckoning today. There's going to be a house cleaning. And we did not expect a house cleaning.
No.
And then they did.
No, I pointed out, like, when Granato talks Friday, like, should we assume he's back? One example I pointed to is Murray did a press conference.
Yes, he did.
Murray did a long press conference where, like, I listened to the first few minutes of it yesterday. Listening to Murray still is, like, it's like not like any other executive in sports, whatever. He never got asked about anything. Like, do you think you're back next year? It was all about, are you going to fire Bylsma?
Yeah.
And, like, he did that, and then days later, he was gone too.
I remember from his press conference with Bylsma that he criticized Bylsma for not being a good enough people person. Maybe spend a little more time with the players, you know, get to know them a little bit. He just kind of walked in and did the job.
Yeah.
So, to all that about the super secret Sabre source. So I reached out and I said, like, you know, over the years, this is a person that knew what was going to happen with the Sabres pretty routinely. I asked, what's the plan right now? Who's safe? And he said, Kevin Adams probably safe. Don Granato a little less safe, but expects both back. So we'll see. Like I said, it's not a person I talk to all that much anymore. I don't think there's the same level of whatever, but still mildly connected, and that's what I got out of him. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe, I've got one more attempt to convince everybody on earth that the 3-2-1 point system is not only good, but that they're still talking about the current point system wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people are still doing that. It's a new attack angle, Joe, I've never arrived upon until last night when I was thinking about how to make this point. So
okay.
I've got that for you at some point. Paul, top of the hour. Football stuff.
Justin Jefferson rumors. Let's fire him up.
Do we actually have him?
No.
You keep trying to make those happen.
He didn't show up yesterday. Just saying.
CeeDee Lamb not showing up.
No. Nope,
look at either. All these divas.
Right. Diggs showed up.
Diggs showed up to Houston.
Diggs showed up in Houston now.
All right. 803-0550. Happy Tuesday. It's nice out again today. It's like, it's amazing. What does it do for your mental health when it's this nice out? Yesterday was a gift from the
so
universe.
Nice out. I played tennis yesterday.
It's enough to make you think spring is nice. You know, we spend a lot of time mad at spring, and then a day like yesterday comes along, you're like, oh, spring.
Yeah.
You can't stay mad at you.
You can get mad again, though, in 3 days when it's
going
to be like 50 and pouring rain for an entire day. But for good today, enjoy today so far. Clouds look like there's none. So
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.